make it, do it. Makes us honor, better, faster, stronger.
Campbell on second down and 5.5. Looks right, comes back to the left, going long for Gordon. He's out there, and he caught the ball at the 20, at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Unbelievable catch, unbelievable throw.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Takes the snap, Dalton back, looking near side, throws it, picked off, and an open run. It's Joe Hayden, and he's in, touchdown!
And now, here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura.
Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, the notorious VIC here on an interesting Wednesday. Of course, we know Mike Zimmer will now be the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, the Browns, the final team right now without a head coach. And one of the things we've been talking about on this show, Vic, was the silence from the organization. And, right. You know, we even wondered, should there be some type of a message to the fans, an update? Well, in unprecedented fashion, we have gotten a message directly to the fans of the Cleveland Browns from the owner, Jimmy Haslam, today.
We do. I thought it was a very necessary move that he needed to make. Somebody in the search process, managing the search process, overseeing that, had to talk to the fans, had to talk to us, had to talk to everybody, because in the absence of real information from the people running the thing, you get a lot of opinion, you get a lot of guessing, you get a lot of speculating. Most of what is out there is bad, extremely negative.
Absolutely. So what we're going to do now, first of all, it is available to you at clevelandbrowns.com, a message from Browns owner Jimmy Haslam, and we are going to read it to you right now, Vic and I. So here we go. This is the letter today sent to the Browns fans from Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the Cleveland Browns. Fans, I thought it was important to take a little bit of time to update you on our head coach search. We have had the opportunity to speak to a number of outstanding candidates. We have purposefully been very methodical in our approach. We believe it is very important to stay disciplined to this process and to interview all of the candidates on our list. We are strongly committed to finding the right person to coach the Cleveland Browns.
We understood from the beginning that if we wanted to speak to all of the coaches on our list, that we may need to wait until they've completed their participation in the playoffs. We are prepared to wait as long as necessary because this is a very important decision. Everyone in our organization is committed to finding the right leader for our team.
We believe the head coach of the Cleveland Browns to be a very attractive position. We have one of the youngest teams in the league, a roster that includes 5 Pro Bowlers. In addition, we have more salary cap room than all but one NFL team. We also have 3 of the top 35 picks in the upcoming draft and 5 of the top 83 selections.
We are very much looking forward to adding a strong coach to our football team. On behalf of the Cleveland Browns, I cannot thank you enough for your valuable support and passion that you show for our team.
We look forward to communicating with you again after the search process is complete. Thank you again for your phenomenal support and loyalty, Jimmy Haslam.
And that sums it up. I think that took a big step today because it does. I'm not going to be naive enough to say that this settles everyone down, that this makes everyone feel better, but it's the closest that this team has come in nearly 3 weeks now to giving people a feel for what is going on. And again, when you're guessing at what's going on, you come up with your own ideas of what's going on, and you're usually guided by those who are writing about it, again, speculating about it. The only information we've had in this whole process has come from media quoting league sources, and really most of that right. Media is outside of Cleveland that has come up with league sources saying they're interviewing this guy next, this guy has pulled out, whatever, whatever, whatever. And yes, there has been a public comment or two along the way, Josh McDaniels at least acknowledging that he had the interview with the Browns, and then maybe another person somewhere along the line talking about it when they've been asked by reporters. But it's vital that I think people hear from the owner of this team and know that the Browns do have some thinking behind this, do have some strategy behind this. And I think what it ultimately points to, Nathan, is that you've got the conference championship games coming up, and somewhere within those remaining teams is, in the mindset of Jimmy Haslam, Joe Banner running this process, the next head coach of the Browns.
That's right, and I like that it was just an update, and I think one of the things that was looking so bad to so many people was the duration of this, and now Mike Zimmer's been hired today, and the Browns are left. Well, last year, as we talked about earlier, before we even came on the air, who was the last team last year without a head coach?
Yeah, the last team was the Philadelphia Eagles.
And that worked out pretty well for them, so they were patient, and they got their guy. So hopefully the Browns can have a similar type of success this year. But I think it was good to get an update. It was good, and the way that it was worded I thought was also very good. He outlined what's been going on. He outlined the fact that they are going to be patient, methodical, and that that has been the plan all along. They want to speak to everybody on their list, and they know that some of these people are in the playoffs, so it could take time. Outlined what was good about the roster, and basically thanked the fans. And I think, you know, you talked about this being an unprecedented thing for an owner to do. I like it. And obviously, I'm here. I'm in the building. I'm quote-unquote supposed to like it. But I really do. I think Jimmy Haslam, when I talked about being the wild card in these interviews, I think he's the kind of guy that can make a case that would compel someone to want to work for him going forward and be his head coach. So I think this was good. Nice to see him reach out to the fans, give them that update.
I like the idea that he felt compelled to do this. I think he's a guy who has been embarrassed by what he's been hearing about his football team.
Agreed.
What he's been hearing about himself and the others involved with the decision-making process. You don't refer to a billionaire, a person who's been incredibly successful in business, who has a lot of clout in this country, not just in the state of Tennessee where he's worked or in the National Football League where he's an owner of a football team, but just a lot of clout, political clout, you name it. And to have anyone refer to him as, quote, a stooge, to have people refer to the group of people making decisions here as, quote, the Three Stooges, that is the height of embarrassment to hear that. And, yeah, you got to have thick skin when you're in those positions for sure. To be a public figure, you're out there, so people do take shots at you. Even when you have more success than failure, they'll take shots at you. In the case of being the steward of a football team that has had perpetual failure, like this one has, you're going to take more shots. You're going into it having shots taken at you, and now these shots are increasing. This isn't so much a direct response to that, but this is to make sure that those who are following this team, who are invested in this team, and there's a great number of them who are staying true and loyal, who are hoping for the very best from this process, but who are hearing, as we all do on a regular basis, locally, nationally, that ridicule, that combination of outrage and frustration and whatever you want to call it, panic, sheer panic in many cases. Are they ever going to get a coach? He had to say something, and I don't think this was placating people as much as giving them a real sense of how it's being done and what the thought behind it is.
Right, and I think you hit the nail on the head right there. That's what they needed to do. You needed to get the message out there. The message has been got out there, and it's good, and we're going to see. People are going to react to this. There's going to be a lot of reaction, and some of the reaction I think has already been a little tongue-in-cheek. Some of it has been, I've gotten a lot of feedback on Twitter from Lions fans who said the Fords would never do something like this. At least your owner shows that he cares. So it's interesting to see how it plays out and what people think of it. And we do want to hear what you all think of it at 216-578-0850 or tweet the show at Browns_daily, because the recipient of this message was the fans. That was the target of this message. I don't think this was done as a media play as much as it was Jimmy Haslam wanted to reach the fans and the supporters of the Cleveland Browns, because I think you're right. He is unhappy. I think he is embarrassed by what's going on. He wants to get this done. He wants to get it done properly. I'm sure there's no one in this building that wants to fast forward to next September, October, November, December when games are being played, and that's the story, and that's what we're worried about, the product on the field. So curious to hear what you people think out there. And we do have one already, Brian in Mentor, the first to react to this on the phone. All right, what's up, Brian?
Hey, Brian.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good, bro.
Good, how are you?
Well, what do you do when you want to call someone but you don't want to talk to them? You text them. I think he's taking the easy way out here. He should have talked live about this. I mean, it's a joke. From him hiring Banner, I mean, what has Banner and these guys done so far? They fired Chud after a year. No one gives Hecker enough credit. Look at all the salary cap space we got. It's because of Hecker. I mean, he picked Benjamin, Cameron, Hayden, Phil Taylor, all these guys. Yeah, he messed up a Whedon and Richardson, but he could have made that up this year. I just think it's a joke, and I'm very disappointed what's going on. I'm out.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Brian. Doing it personally versus doing it via a letter, I think the message is the message. I want to hear this. I know what Brian's point is. Put him in front of people,
but
let him get
that.
Grilled
that was a
more,
couple weeks
and
ago.
That was done. And you know what? As these processes go, you don't generally hear from the people running the coach search process from teams. There were seven teams that started out, seven teams that did this, and you weren't getting daily, hourly, even weekly updates from these clubs. When they hired somebody, they hired somebody. For competitive reasons, you don't go out there and give your blow-by-blow, detail-by-detail of what's going on. That's left to the media and the speculation, and that's generally how most teams prefer to do it. That's not just a Browns thing. To your point about clearing cap space, give credit to Joe Banner and this group for being part of that. They cleared more than about $20 million worth on their watch. Yes, there was cap clearing and work done along those lines by the previous administration of the Browns. I'm not pulling credit away from them at all. So you want to call it a combined effort, but at least half of what was cleared in the way of the nearly reported, whatever it is, almost 40 plus million in cap space was done at this end. I've got a stat to throw out here, and I know you're the resident statistician of this show, and you do it incredibly well. But I want to throw something out that I think you will like hearing too. So of the 16 head coaches that have been hired from a team that has advanced to at least the conference championship game in the postseason, and this is relevant because we, again, proceed with the thinking that the Browns are going to end up getting their next coach from one of these final four teams. Of those 16, 14 were given their first NFL head coaching position. 14 led their new teams to the playoffs, and one of the coaches that didn't had a 10-6 season. 11 of those 16 led their new teams to the playoffs within their first two seasons. 6 of the 16 advanced to the conference championship within the first 3 years. 3 advanced to the Super Bowl within the first 3 years. Now, I will hasten to add one thing, and it's just because I'm not leaving it out for those who are saying, oh, you didn't mention this, and I'll mention it. Yes, Romeo Crennel was a coach who got his first head coaching opportunity from the Browns, and yes, he was pulled from not just the conference championship. He coached all the way to the Super Bowl with the New England Patriots, and I think I mentioned this before. This was an example of a hire that was made late because he didn't 2005 didn't come in to accept the job until obviously his team had played and won a Super Bowl. And in fact, after that Super Bowl, Bill Belichick basically gave there's a photo of him giving the group hug of Romeo Crennel and Charlie Weiss, his defensive and offensive coordinators. Crennel goes on to become the head coach of the Browns. Weiss goes on to become the head coach at Notre Dame.
Right.
So you could say, well, yeah, but neither one of those guys was successful. Okay, I get it. But the overwhelming thing to me, takeaway from these numbers, is that this is worth the wait. This makes sense to go down this road, to be patient, to do what Jimmy Haslam said in that letter that this team is setting out to do.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. Great stats, great information. And yes, that is what the team's preaching its patience. They're trying to get the right guy. And you know, Adam Gase is out there. They've talked to Quinn, the defensive coordinator of Seattle.
Yep.
He is still playing. So potentially one or both of those guys will become available on Monday, or potentially neither of them, and you'll have to wait until after the Super Bowl.
Right.
So we'll see what happens there. Again, Greg Roman, a name that has been talked about on this show and by other people, but not by the Cleveland Browns. There have been no official media reports linking Greg Roman to the Browns opening. So right now, those are the two guys that seem to be out there for the Browns, and we'll see what happens there. Jerry in Strongsville, welcome to Browns Daily.
Yes, I think for an owner like Haslam to reach out like that, I actually think it's awesome. I think the fans are so disappointed for the last 15 years, and he's taking a blame for everything that happened over the last 15 years. But I think if they be patient with this owner, I think they'll be very proud of what product he puts on the field. So I actually think he's an awesome owner.
All right. I think he is too. I appreciate that.
Jerry, thank you. I like the proactive nature of what Jimmy Haslam's about right now. I can't give you a full sense of, is he a great owner of a football team? He hasn't been on the job long enough. He hasn't been doing it long enough to have a body of work that tells me he's going to be a great owner. But I'll tell you the qualities I like about him. I think he's engaging in a way that allows you to really get a sense of what he's feeling. And that's good and bad. You'll get the positive and the negative. Mostly it's done with, he's not a everything is happy, you know, rose-colored glasses kind of guy. And we saw with how he handled this first coach that was hired by him and fired 11 months later, that tolerance level, that quick trigger that's there, that all comes into play. Will that ultimately ever work against him? We don't know. It might. But let's let it play out. I think the caller's right about the patience to let it see. He's not responsible for the 15 years of yuckiness, to put it one way.
Right.
But he signed up to know that he's going to carry that as well. But you know what? We've got more conversation coming up, and someone who is going to give us a lot of good insights, because he's got those, is Terry Pluto, columnist, sports columnist for Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer.